The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Dr. John Pafford, author of Chester Arthur, the Accidental President, hopefully will be on the show today. Plus, the return of Meshuggah News just for you. And how can each believer have a unique mission but a single purpose in the kingdom of God?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. We got all three. Politics, entertainment, and current events. We also have all three. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I know that those numbers, they're mean, they're big, they're scary, but you can do it. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. That could be prayer requests, praise reports, whatever the case may be. And keep in mind, you can talk about anything because it's not professional radio. It's TV with no picture. That's what it is. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start everything off by giving acknowledgement to our good friend Clint, who's going to be coming into the studio next week. Him and the company, Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
So what you can't see here in the studio is every time that plays, I kind of do a little dance. I think that's a great song. Anyway, fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas, in Denton, in Fort Worth, in Grapevine, in the entire area. They do fantastic work. Their reputation is stellar. MrRestore.com. That's their website. Now, that is just not a difficult website. Mr., for those that don't know, that's M-R, Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. You can also access them through our davidspoonmedia.com website. But here's some things to consider. Advanced drying technologies, free evaluations. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. They got 50 years of restoration experience. They're family-owned and operated. They're 24-7 emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. And thousands, how many? Thousands of happy customers. Mr. Restore. At MrRestore.com. 877-631-7576. And Clint, like I said, is going to come in Tuesday, and we're hopefully going to have an all-day or all-show thing where he shares his testimony, talks about business, and all this other stuff. All right. Get ready. Just get ready. As if you're driving, I need you to focus on the lane. Focus on your driving. I don't want you to get so excited that you drive into another lane when you hear this, okay? We don't do it often. And in fact, for those that are not going to like this, I simply not only ask for your forgiveness, I tell you to turn the channel now. Just save yourself the grief. But we are going to be looking at some political elements, and we're going to start that off by doing our most famous music, reviewing the current events.
Oh, it's so- sugar the news. Sugar the news.
That's right. Only to our show alone. Trademarked, no, but hysterical, absolutely. We talk about Meshuggah News. Every once in a while, the news comes through, and I have to respond. Now, what's going to take place is in this segment and in the next segment, you're going to hear a lot more political connection than normal, though still scriptural, because everything we do on this show has that basis. I want to make mention something that came out of the Washington Examiner just the other day. It has to do with a gentleman named Todd Starnes. You might not know who Todd is. You might know who Todd is. It depends on whether you're a Christian involved in Christian communication and also you are a Fox News fan or not. Well, Fox News has fired Todd Starnes, who is a very committed, Bible-believing, born-again Christian. And the specific reason that they fired him has to do with an interview that he had with Pastor Robert Jeffress, although there were many incidences that led up to that. The reason that I bring up Dr. Robert Jeffress is because he wrote an endorsement for my book. I have had the chance to interview him on multiple occasions. I've had the chance, I'm the only person in the world who has taken Dr. Robert Jeffress to an event and got lost on the way when the event was only 5 minutes away and ended up taking 35 minutes for me to get him to where we were supposed to go to. He was very gracious and still did an interview with me, even though if I was him, I would have said, this guy's too nutty. I got to get out of here. Here is what happened. Todd Starnes had this interview with Pastor Robert Jeffress, and this is what came up. They essentially talked about the Democrats worshiping the ancient god of Moloch, the god to whom children were sacrificed. The criticism came because on the show, the pagan god of the Old Testament, Moloch, was connected to the Democrats in regards to abortion views. If you'll remember, it was just last week that Nancy Pelosi said providing abortion is a moral responsibility. It's like, what? What kind of lunacy is coming out of these people? And so there was a connection to the God that the Democrats are serving in Washington now and the Old Testament God Moloch, because children were sacrificed to this God, and the Lord forbid the children of Israel to have any connection whatsoever to anybody who was connected to Moloch. And here there was a comparison made, and actually it was Dr. Jeffress who probably made the comparison, but because it wasn't beat down, they took the advantage and the opportunity and got rid of Todd Starnes at the same time. Let me explain to you what they called Todd Starnes so that you know what's going on. This comes from the Washington Examiner. Radical, unhinged, prideful, Bible thumper, because he doesn't believe that abortion is appropriate. Now, you can go up and down, and you know I did 1 hour on this, and I just blistered the trail, left nothing but barren earth, because the reality check is that the only entity in existence that is allowed to be terminated after inception is humanity. Everything else is understood as killing and destroying except humanity, which is the most bizarre thing ever. And the idea that Democrats and any Republicans, so let's lump it together, anybody thinks that abortion is okay, I would go as far as to say anybody who thinks abortion is okay, once there's a heartbeat, I'll go right on the record and say this, they're just promoting murder, period. And it's disgusting. Once there is a DNA structure and a heartbeat. Now, I would still make the argument that inception is the beginning of life, primarily because of this reason. The word inception means beginning of life. See, when the sperm and the egg get together, they create a third entity. And that's the new life that's created. That's what inception means. That's what inception is. People don't have to like it. I don't care. And to say that many Democrats, not every Democrat, but many Democrats do seem to worship the God of Moloch is not incorrect. It's 100% correct. They want to be able to abort babies even after the baby is born, let alone 9 months, 8 months, 7 months, 6 months. And it's disgusting. And if people in our country don't recognize that God is at some point going to judge America for the murder that we commit on innocent life, then you're just fooling yourself. You're just thinking, no, no, we're too good. No. No country is above being disciplined by God. No country ever. Have you looked at Israel? The specific nation pulled out, chosen by God to represent God? Specifically, how often God disciplined them for national sin? Our land is polluted with the blood of innocent lives. And before everybody goes on their social, you know, mantras and whatever, I don't even care. Look, it's going to come down to God going, I give life. This is my property. By the way, well, it's a woman's body. It's her. It's God's property. Every person is God's property. And making that decision to terminate that life is a stench in the nostrils of God. And I'm not going to apologize for it. And if you don't like it and you don't want to listen to the show, don't. I don't care. Because the truth is, it's murder, and it's disgusting, and it's wrong. And there's more scripture. I mean, there's probably 15 scriptures that support that, let alone people trying to dismiss Psalm 139. There's so many other portions, it's incredible. Here's the thing that just drives me batty. People that support it are doing it because they say what? Well, because, you know, the life of the mom is at risk. 97% of abortions, fact, are exceedingly elective. No danger to anybody. The child's just an inconvenience. I think Todd Starnes should have got a medal. I think Robert Jeffers should have had a plaque named after him saying, you know, fighter for life. That's how, and you know what? We need to ask God for mercy, for forgiveness, and that he has allows his spirit to change the hearts and minds of people that are polluting our land. That's just the biblical truth. They are worshiping false gods. They are, but not just the Democrats, many of our leaders. They say the same thing Pharaoh said, who is the Lord God that I should respond to him? It's terrible. All right, when we come back, I want to dig into something else. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me, Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to go to livinginhisgrip.com, you can download some of the music for free from the show. Also, my brother's music is on Reverb Nation. You can also access that, Billy Spoon music as well. I do want you to know, if you want to email us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You are welcome to disagree with me, but you are not going to change my mind. I'm just telling you now. Oh, that's really dogmatic. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He died on the cross for my sins. You're not going to change my mind about that either. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Donations are accepted so we can do some things. We want to do some advancements. We have some desires to really move the show forward. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. As you notice, we've been doing more Facebook. We're trying to figure out, and I'm going to actually talk to Wonder Julie, actually probably even Jennifer, about how we plug in to the phone and then have that plug in so people can hear the person on the phone. I know it's like a cord. I just don't know which Accord it is. It's not a Honda Accord. I just know it's Accord. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal.
Money, 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 money.
Him and his wonderful wife, Nancy, the owners, directors, presidents of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. 1-800-287-1667. It's 800-287-1667. Their website, retiretherightway.com. You don't want to go the wrong direction when you're going into retirement. You want to go in the right direction. The biggest hump is when getting over that big hump is just meeting the person for that first time. And then you meet the person for the first time and you kind of get used to them. And then you start making decisions. They enable you so you can meet them for the first hour, hour and a half. No charge, nothing, no commitment. And then you'll get the opportunity to see that he knows all about safe money, and they're all about protecting the money and doing the best they can with it, guiding you through. It's a good deal if you're looking to have somebody help you make good decisions. Their whole motto, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, retiretherightway.com with Jamie Blumenthal and Nancy. Okay, I guess we should probably do a trivia, and I've got another piece that's coming, and people, this is one of those weird shows, so we're at show like 135 or 138 or something like that, and so some shows are much more devotional, some are even a little, they almost seem like they're a little bit more prophetic in nature, some seem like they're pretty dull, some are expository. Tomorrow we're doing expository on the book of Ephesians, a section that is just so wonderful. I love teaching Ephesians, and it's awesome, but today's heading towards that little bit more political genre, and that's just sometimes that's how it's got to be, so we're going to get to that in just a sec, but let's lift up our next question. And here it is. Who in the Bible, and all I can tell you is it's in the book of Acts, who in the Bible was called the Son of Encouragement? That's what our nation needs. Sons of encouragement. Daughters of encouragement. We need puppies of encouragement. Kitties of encouragement. But who was called the Son of Encouragement? 972-445-07. 7-0. I'm going to say this carefully. I'm going to try and say it respectfully. I'm going to try and say it with a sense of honor, and I'm going to try and say it so that Wonder Julie doesn't have to dump anything so we get in trouble with the Federal Communication Commission. She's all like, oh. Okay, first and foremost, if you do not know this, in every newsroom, like newspaper, in every television, and in every internet site, there is an editor. Okay, you think an editor is a person who just makes sure that it's spelled right and looks right. That's incorrect. An editor is ultimately the person who makes the decision on that which is published. What that means is that in a news story or a 30-minute news cycle, the editor has determined what stories are going on the news. That's the truth in websites. That's the truth in magazines. That's the truth in newspapers. That's the truth in television. That's the truth on news radio. It's the truth almost everywhere, unless in radio the person's been given the authority to choose whatever stories. Okay. In other words, the news is selected for you. You don't select it. What's the famous line? There's a famous line in all publications of news. If it bleeds, it leads. Want to know why? Because people would rather watch a train wreck than somebody propose to somebody. That's the stats. That's what's used. Let me help you also again. What does media stand for? Media, M-E-D-I-A. Media stands for M. Making, E, everyone, D, dumber, I, in, A, America. Media stands for making everyone dumber in America. Okay? You think, well, you're insulting yourself. You bet. Anything I tell you story-wise has got a limit. The only thing that has true value is the truth of God. By the way, the church, more than being some kind of place where people go around and float in rafts to survive, is supposed to be the pillar and the foundation of the truth. And the truth is found in the Word of God between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. It's not all about pageants, although I think we try to make it that way. So if I pick on the news, I'm picking on myself and in my own industry, and I don't mind. I don't talk much about MSNBC because if you watch that station, you probably don't listen to this show. That's all I'm saying. If you watch CNN, you probably do it more out of entertainment. Because you've never seen so many stories change so fast. That is the only news station in the world that works faster than my TV flipper. I mean, that's the only one. News story, news story, news story, news story. And they keep changing it. And then it's never the same. And then some people look at ABC, CBS, and NBC. So some are a little more conservative. Some people think some are this, some are that. They all have their moments where they do cool things, even for the kingdom of God. And then they have a lot of moments where they don't. And a lot of people like Fox News, and I happen to be somebody that has some relationships with some people in Fox. I even sponsored Sean Hannity once at a concert that he did in San Diego. Here is the problem that's going on there. There's a lot of shows that are decent. There's some people that are anti-establishment. I mean, you don't really think what's his name? Shrimp? Shep? Shrimp? No. Shep. Shrimp? Shep. What's that guy's name? Is Shep Smith? Is that what it is? Shep something. Anyway, Shep Shrimp. Anyway, he really doesn't like anything that has to do with true Christianity. He's like a Peter Bougie whatever. I can't say all these names. I'm terrible with names. I remember my dog's name. It's Levi. Okay, because I remember that. Anyway, the point of that whole thing is for you to understand that sometimes on that network they have people that say things that are wrong. Hence, just the other day, I watched The Five from time to time. I happen to like certain people on it and like their insights. However, somebody on The Five, and I won't say who, I'm not going to say it was Donna, who was filling in for Juan Williams, who's lost his mind completely, said, I don't speak for Christ. Or actually, she said, I don't speak for God. Let me rephrase that. Let me just read you a quick passage so you can understand as a Christian whether that's true or not. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, 18, 19, 20. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us this message of reconciliation, and we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. I got a message for you. If you are a Christian, you speak for God. When somebody says to you, well, I don't speak for God, well, obviously you're not a Christian. Because if you're a Christian, you got to speak for God. You think, well, that doesn't seem right. Okay, follow this. An ambassador is a respected official acting as a representative of a nation. Sent to a foreign land, the ambassador's role is to reflect the official position of the sovereign body that gave him authority. You and I are ambassadors of Christ to the world. We speak for and represent God. Christians are ambassadors, and they have been approved by God and entrusted with his gospel, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. Wow! First of all, you probably didn't even know you had an ambassadorship because you don't get paid for it. Second of all, even if you are an ambassador, in this particular case, you don't get to get out of parking tickets. So just don't think of it from the UN New York point of view. Third, it is your responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. It is your requirement as an ambassador of Christ to reflect what God has to say about something. When somebody says, I don't speak for God, it's pretty simple. They're not a Christian. You're a Christian. You're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. You represent the kingdom of God and everything God has to say about it. You don't do everything perfect. You don't say everything perfect, but you are a representative. And when you speak, it matters. And when you comment, it matters. You represent heaven. And you might be thinking, well, that's a lot of responsibility. Good, then you should really spend extra time knowing what it is God has to say about as much stuff as you can, because you're the ambassador. I'm the ambassador. We are the ambassadors, and we do represent the Lord. Okay? That's just no way around it. Okay, we got to take our break. We got somebody calling in, but they're going to have to wait. So you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, we got so much stuff going on. I love live radio because you're like, you bounce in and out, you have no idea what's going on. We're juggling between three things right now, and one of them is making sure that nobody clips the wrong wire for the nuclear explosion. That's kind of important. Email-wise, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. So I love getting emails from people. Let me just tell you, that is the most encouraging thing that happens. Notes are encouraging too, so don't get me wrong. So if you like send a note, you want to write a note to the studio. And then, you know, some people, they don't like certain things. I understand that, but it's just an encouragement to read it, to know that something's going on, that it's affecting and impacting people. That's always a good thing. Website-wise, davidspoonmedia.com. That's davidspoonmedia.com. I've noticed still every once in a while, if you go like davidspoon.com, it has a bad gateway or whatever, but then it clears up right away. And then Facebook, David Spoon Media, and YouTube, David Spoon Media. Okay, dokay. I've got so much going on, and I want to make sure you understand. In the next segment, what we are going to do is we're going to talk about something that I discovered in my devotions about a week ago, a little more than a week ago, and I want to talk about it. It has to do with mission, purpose, and vision. So it has to do with all three of those, and we're going to discuss that in the next segment. We are having a little bit of a conflict in getting in touch with Dr. John Pafford, which is fine. I mean, that's part of it, and we want to make sure you know that. We're trying, and then we'll just reschedule with him. He wrote this cool book about Chester Arthur, and if you don't know who Chester Arthur is, he was a New Yorker who was the vice president and became president, and nobody liked him. It's like, hey, where have I heard this story before? So now you're getting an idea of what we're talking about. All right, I want to address something that's super important. So we're going to go off script, off the everything. Okay, we're just going to have a little heart-to-heart discussion here, okay? All right. We're doing the best that we can financially, and we're trying to work some things out and keep things going, and we hope we can. It's a big part of what we're doing. And doing radio, I love doing radio and hope the Lord allows us to do this and do it for years and years to come, and then we get a chance to not just do it in Dallas, which we think is totally awesome, not just do it here in Irving and in Grapevine, and in Denton and in this entire area, but we want to be able to do it in multiple places because we feel that would be cool. That's a cool thing. But that's going to be up to the Lord and not up to me and I guess really not up to you, not up to anybody but the Lord. The idea is that we need continued prayer because we're going to have a big meeting tomorrow and looking for guidance, looking for wisdom on how to move everything forward and keep things going, and that's our big, passionate goal. As you know, in this show, I don't do the show normal. I get bored. Is that the Ritalin that I had as a kid? I get bored, and I go... if things aren't happening and moving at a pretty extensive rate. So when I got involved in radio, I made this commitment that I would never bore myself to death. So you'll notice the show flies fast. We don't stick around. We just keep it going and keep it going because that, I believe, is more entertaining, interesting, and fascinating. That doesn't mean that I do everything perfect. I do a lot of dumb things, and I say a lot of dumb things, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to encourage you. But the bottom line is we need your prayers and your support in order to make it. And I can't do this alone. My wife and I prayed about it last night. It's like, I need help, and I need your help. And if it's going to be from the level of prayer, then God bless you. If there's anything else you want to get involved with, God bless you. But we're doing the best we can, and we're going to keep going until we have nothing left. And then when we have nothing left, we'll probably go a little bit further. Okay. All right. Did we find out from – was that Tiff's interview? Was that what that phone call was?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let me go back. Can I now ask on the trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. I have to check with Wonder Julie.
This is my life.
Okay. Who in the Bible was called the Son of Encouragement? Who in the Bible was called – the Son of Encouragement. Who in the Bible is called the Son of Encouragement? 972-445-0770. I'll give you one hint. It's in Acts, the book of Acts, within chapter 3 to 6. Who was called the Son of Encouragement? 972-445-0770. Okay. Ready? Okay. Have you ever pursued the Lord and couldn't get the answer you were looking for and felt dumbfounded? Like, I'm not getting the answer I'm looking for. Have you ever pursued the Lord, said to the Lord, I want to do what you want me to do, so I need a sign or something that comes from you that tells me this is right and this is the right direction, but you don't get that? Do you want to know why we always, when we're always pursuing, we don't always get the neon sign with the little Skittles and the rainbow behind it? There are a couple of main reasons. The first and foremost is that God gave you a brain for a reason, and he wants you to utilize and make good, solid decisions and good choice. I had mentioned this to you before about a fast that I went on, and I was trying to make a decision. This seems to be my big thing, is making the right decision, which apparently I'm, 60-40. It's maybe 65-35. Anyway, the impression I got from the Lord was, well, make a good choice, Dave. In other words, he wanted me to utilize all of my resources to do the best I can. But there is another secret to understand, not secret. There is another truth to understanding decision making and things not being spelled out. And I want to talk to you about this. It's called brokenness. All of us have a connection, who are Bible-believing, born-again Christians, have a connection to the Lord. But one of the great lessons from the Lord is the life of Jesus Christ. And in Jesus' life, he came, he became a human being, which was humiliating enough. He taught, he shared, he healed, he gave direction, he gave insight theologically, he gave insight personally, he gave insight as to all these different elements, and then he walked towards Jerusalem knowing that his own creation was going to kill him. He put himself out there. He went to the cross. They began by spitting and mocking him. They put a cover over his head, and they punched him in the face. I mean, have you ever been punched in the face? It's drastic, right? They would cover his face and punched him right in the face. I mean, he was bleeding from the mouth and bleeding from the eyes and bleeding from the nose. They took a crown of thorns and put it on his head and shoved it on his head. All those thorns sticking deep inside. Then they really abused him, right? I mean, they abused him physically. They physically beat him so bad. He was so wounded he couldn't carry his cross to his own execution. Couldn't even do it. He was unable to do it, which is why they had somebody else do it. During that period of time, you have to wonder, or maybe you don't wonder, I wonder, did Jesus need something from the Lord that said, keep going, keep going, keep going? Or did he just keep going? And he just kept hoping for the joy that was set before him. He gets to the cross where they nail him upon the cross. They put him up on the cross. It's not even over yet, folks. He's between two thieves, two robbers, or murderers. Some people say murderers, some people say robbers. He's between two criminals. Let's just go with that. And in the beginning, they're insulting him. And people are walking by and mocking him. So he's been beaten up. He's been spit on. He's been hit. They're gambling for his clothes. He's on the cross. Blood is dripping everywhere, as in every execution, because all of those crosses were filled with red, filled with blood. And they're mocking him as people are walking by. People that have no idea who he is, just making fun of him. People right next to him being crucified, making fun of him. Yeah, the guy at the cross is like, you know, you probably shouldn't be talking like this, because we're going to face God. What if this is all real? What if this is all true? And then he's like, remember me, Lord, remember me. It's like dawning on him. This is not a good idea. And at that moment, Jesus does one thing that I think separates everything else that people miss. Takes his final breath. Says it is finished, and yields to whatever is going to happen. That is the most powerful moment in humanity. Yielding when you're right at the face of death. That moment. And there are times in our lives where the Lord brings us right to a brink, right to an edge. And you can scream and yell all you want. That's what I do. I scream and yell. Or you can just say, not mine, but thy will be done. And then you know something? You know your faith is genuine. That's when you know. When you go to that place and you lay it down and you entrust it to the Lord, it's the hardest thing. The rewards are fantastic, but sometimes you got to yield, breathe your blast, and just surrender it. That's when you're broken. That's when the kingdom really starts to move. Okay? Think of it that way. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com, keeping it as simple as we can. The trivia question, I'm still going to wait because I believe somebody knows the answer, and I don't want you to be hesitant because you got to get this answer. Who was called the Son of Encouragement? He was an early disciple. It's in Acts chapter 4. Who was called the Son of Encouragement? 972-445-0770. Let me tell you what happened. I wrote this down. This is 9/26/19 that I wrote this. So let's see. Today is the 3rd. So that's exactly 1 week ago. Okay. Yep. Somebody calling in on the trivia question. So that's good. That's good. Hold on. I guess somebody's. I got to hit the right button though, because it's not the normal button that I would normally use. So I got to be careful, because if I hit the wrong button, the entire state of Texas rises up. Okay, let's see what's going on. Or maybe it's not a trivia question. That could be our guy. Let's see. We're gonna find out. I do want to let you know. So this devotion that I did the other day. Whoop.
That was Mary. And
Mary.
She.
Okay.
Did not want to speak with you today, but she had an answer. If you want to give the question, I'll give whatever answer she gave me.
Okay. The question was, who was called the Son of Encouragement?
Barnabas.
That is correct, Mary. Mary's a winner.
Yay, Mary.
Good job, Mary. Good job. He's called the Son of Encouragement. I think we need a bazillion Barnabases. A bazillion would be good for our 7 billion people. If we had a bazillion people of encouragement, more people would be encouraged. So a week ago, I was doing my devotions. Here's what I came across. Listen to this. This is one of those weird things. If you have ever taken a leadership class, so my BA is in leadership and ministry, and my master's in theological study. Here is leadership kind of 101. One of the things they teach you is they teach you about mission, they teach you about purpose, and they teach you about vision. And it's just something that you learn. You learn about, you know, the mission. That's what you're supposed to do. That's your specific. The purpose is, you know what it is that the end goal is, and the vision is how you see it all coming together. And so I'm reading in John chapter 3, and this is verses 27 through 30, and I came across three elements, mission, purpose, and vision, I had not seen before. So let me read it, and then you can kind of see where I'm heading with this. John chapter 3, verse 27. John replied, God in heaven appoints each person's work. You yourselves know plainly, I told you, that I am not the Messiah. I am here to prepare the way for him. That is all. The bride will go where the bridegroom is. A bridegroom's friend rejoices with him. I am the bridegroom's friend, and I am filled with joy at his success. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. In the King James, we say, he must increase, but I must decrease. This little portion of Scripture seems so innocent. It's just a really cool little portion. And yet it dawned on me a few different things that I had not seen before. The first thing John says is John's writing the gospel about what John the Baptist says. It says this, John replied, God in heaven appoints each person's work. Do you know that you are not out of school? Did you know that? Are you 20 years old? 40 years old, 60 years old, 80 years old, you are not out of school because you have an assignment. And assignments I usually tag towards school. Oh, it's an assignment. Here comes a teacher with an assignment. You have an assignment in the kingdom of God, and he has appointed each person's work. You got work to do. Only instead of homework, it should be called God's homework. Or his homework, so to speak. You have stuff to do that God has given that has your fingerprints, your uniqueness to it. I know people sit there and say, well, no, everybody should witness. I do believe everybody should witness, but I don't think everybody should witness the same. Not everybody can be a Billy Graham. Not everybody can be an Oral Roberts. Some people just share one-on-one. And keep in mind, the person that led Billy Graham to the Lord, reaping in those credits. So what I'm trying to tell you is you have a work to do. And maybe it will only affect one person. Maybe it'll affect 5 or 10. Maybe like Deuteronomy, where it talks about being leaders of tens and 50s and hundreds and thousands. Maybe it's a very small amount of people that you're going to influence. But maybe that influence grows and influences other people. You have an appointment. You have a work to do. You have something you got to take care of. You have an assignment. And your mission on this planet, if you are a Christian, your mission is to do the work God has given you to do. That's your mission. That's what your mission. That's your mission in life. You wake up to do what God has brought before you. But then John says this, you yourselves know how plainly I told you I am not the Messiah. I am here to prepare the way for him. That is all. Let me tell you the purpose of your mission. It's simply to prepare the way for Jesus. That is all. You see, you're not Jesus. You're not the answer. You're not the solution that Jesus is going to offer somebody. You're not the end all. It doesn't begin with you and end with you. It doesn't begin with me and end with me. None of that. None of us are the Alpha and the Omega. Only Jesus is. And so while we have a mission that tells us we need to accomplish God's work that he's appointed us, it's for the purpose of preparing the way for Jesus and for a person's life, for a group's life, for a different type of group. It's preparing the way for Jesus to make an entry into their lives. That's what it's all about. That's our purpose. You want to say, well, why didn't God save me and then just take me? Because he gave you an assignment, that's your mission, and your purpose within the framework of that mission is to prepare the way for Christ for others. That's all. And when John's thinking about that, he's like, I'm filled with joy that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Because why? Because then John has accomplished his mission and is fulfilling his purpose. And then he says this, which is so cool. He says, he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. You see, each person has a mission. That's your specific task. The purpose here is to prepare the way for Jesus, for other people. Got it. And the vision is all about this. Jesus must become greater and greater, and we all are to become less and less. Because that's the vision that's going to be in heaven. Because when the spotlight hits and the music plays and the band does their intro, it's Jesus Christ that's going to be at the center and nobody else. That's what we're going to see. And in order to do that, we have to prepare the way for him for others. In order to do that, we have to fulfill the mission that God has given us, our personal work. You know, I think of people like John Maxwell. I think that those guys know exactly what they're talking about when they're talking about leadership skills, because this is right in the framework of this text. I want to fulfill my mission so I can be preparing the way for Jesus for other people, because the vision here is that he becomes greater and greater and we become less and less. When you get together, you know, there's a lot of complaining going on about worship and worship being like a concert and so on and so forth. When you get together to worship at church, if your focus is on the band, that's a whole separate issue. It's all about Jesus being honored and glorified. If your church is true in spirit that way, then it's great. It's fantastic. As long as Jesus is becoming greater and greater, and everybody and everything else is becoming less and less. Boy, that principle should be in every aspect. That is the kingdom of God, where God is king, where Jesus reigns more and more, and we see him more and more, and we see us less and less. It's about Jesus. It's not about us. We're just privileged to be a part of it, blessed to be a part of it, honored to be a part of it. Isn't that cool? I love stuff like that. But then I'm strange, and so are you, because you're listening. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.